When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone and welcome. I am Joko and joining with me always is none other the still half pink, half purple haired Haley.
Hey everyone.
This is the Anna Munchies podcast where we talk about life here in Southern California, from here in LA to San Diego and everywhere in between. Then we flip on that K-pop switch, Haley's specialty, right?
Yes.
And we also do some anime and some gaming. The gaming actually usually entails Genshin Impact. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much it, but mostly K-pop, right?
Yeah.
So this is our more casual podcast episode where we don't have a video episode, which we usually release every month. So there's like an associated YouTube video episode with a lot more stuff, more jam-packed content and
lots of editing.
Visualization involved. But this one, no. You just casually listen to us here on Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, Pocket Cast. I can't think of any other podcast stuff, but a lot of other podcasts. You can listen to us from there. And if you're joining us from there, thank you for joining us. And hello. We did not have an episode last week, so we missed you.
Yes, we were actually in
on
Hawaii.
Vacation. Oh, yeah, Hawaii. I guess we're going to start strong.
Yeah.
So, yes, we were in Hawaii.
Yes.
So, before we talk more about Hawaii and our awesome vacation, we need to talk about something that released while we were in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of covered it two podcast episodes before.
Yep.
So, on September 10th, there was a release.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the release again?
La Lisa.
Yes, that's right. So, Blackpink's Lisa, our La Lisa, she released her mini album. And her solo mini album, right?
Yeah, it was literally two songs.
Yeah, so there you go. In typical K-pop fashion, two-song album. And, I mean, it went off the charts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it was very anticipated. First off, I think even, like, the pre-order album sales broke records, right?
Right.
And after it released, it, like, just started climbing, like, YouTube and music charts everywhere. It, like, hit within the first, like, day.
Yeah.
And even like a couple days, you know, like internationally, it hit number one.
Like, I don't know.
Many places.
A lot of people are getting into K-pop recently that it's like pushing up their sales and stuff now compared to before.
It definitely seems like it a lot more so.
Yeah.
So I guess you could say it's probably because of also the pandemic. People
right.
are more indoors
yeah.
and kind of
people watching Netflix.
Stuck listening to K-pop and watching K-pop music videos and
right.
all that
I mean, it
stuff.
Happened to, like, a lot of our friends that weren't even into K-pop. And now they're, like, buying albums and listening to K-pop now.
Now they're buying albums that we haven't even purchased
exactly.
yet.
Exactly.
It's kind of crazy how much K-pop has really blown up within the past couple of years, right?
Right.
And like I said, we could actually maybe blame this Dynamite
with BTS. Yeah.
Kind of, you know, for those people who were never interested or, you know, never really knew much about K-pop, that's like the global phenomenon that kind of took over.
Yeah.
The last global phenomenon I can think of at that impact was Gangnam Style, right?
Psy, yeah.
With Psy. So, but this time it was more relatable because a lot of people could understand the lyrics this time.
Yeah, it was all in English. So, like, a lot of global fans got into it that weren't listening to K-pop before.
And we personally have a couple friends, too, that...
Yeah.
The same boat.
Because people would use it, like, people we know would use it on, like, their music, on their stories and stuff. And I'm like, oh my god, do you listen to K-pop now? And they're like, well, we only know this one song.
Yeah, and it's Dynamite. Usually,
Dynamite or Permission to Dance, yeah.
And... of course, I think Butter is like one of my favorite songs.
Oh yeah, too. Butter.
But
too.
Dynamite is one that started it. And we're getting off a tangent. We're talking about LaLisa, right? So LaLisa released, and like she broke charts. You know, broke the internet. Like trended on Twitter. You know, everything in typical. You know, with I think every K-pop group has a big fandom. You know, like a backup, like support group. Obviously, it's the Blinks for. Like us, we are considered Blinks, right?
Yeah, and, I mean, like whatever K-pop group you stan.
And so as Blinks, I'm sure all over the world, you know, show their support, like kind of, I guess they're like replaying videos and, you know, getting that count up for like every type
I think
of thing that they
what,
could.
100 million in 2 days, was it? Something like that?
Oh, I think it was like, yeah, it was like even more maybe, like it was insane. So, I mean, like, the impact of the fandom really impacts, you know, the sales. It really does. Like, the views, the popularity, the sales, because it trends. People get curious about it who never heard of it or seen it.
Right.
And I think that's usually what happens, especially with, I think, K-pop now that everyone, you know, is getting into it more so. Once they see something like kind of K-pop related, like kind of now it would pique their interest enough to kind of see what the heck is going on.
Right, and I feel like people want the merch, too.
Oh,
like
boy, the merch.
The photo cards, and then also, like, her beanie.
Don't get me started with that beanie, because I have the biggest FOMO.
Yeah.
Like, I was so sad, because I remember when I saw the video, which we were in Hawaii for, so it was kind of hard to even watch it when it released. So I remember, like, overnight thinking, like, the next night, this is, like, after we watched the video for the first time. We actually watched it the same day it came out, but a lot later. And I was thinking in my head, I'm like, I wonder if they're going to have that beanie. I for some reason, I was just thinking of that beanie on her head. So I went to the internet and I checked and I found out that Weverse did sell it. And to no surprise, it sold out.
It was like the only one that sold out.
And
like,
it's
of everything
pre-order
else.
Still. It reminds me of like the BTS thing with McDonald's. You know, all the pre-sale orders came like sold out really quick.
Yeah, I think they'll restock it.
That's what I'm hoping, but that's BTS and that's HYBE. I mean, like, I know YG's working with HYBE now, and that means Blackpink with YG, but I've been checking Weverse every day, and that shop isn't refreshing shit. So I think we may be out of luck, or you have to get, like, a secondhand Etsy or, like, some other kind of shit at this point for the beanie.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. But as long as it looks cool, right? Because it still says LaLisa.
Yeah, I mean, like, my G-Dragon beanie is not official.
Right.
But, I mean
it's hard,
the same though.
It's hard to get a hold of the official ones, especially like long after the original, like when it released too.
Yeah.
So you kind of had no choice. And let's just hope that YG is smart enough to actually manufacture more of these.
Yeah, it's like if you see that it sold out, maybe make some more.
They're probably the cheapest and easiest thing to like make too. Like it's a beanie and it just like has LaLisa embroidered on it.
Right.
Probably takes like $1 of materials to make, if not less. Then you could up price it and sell it for $20 and you could charge a fortune for shipping. And we will pay.
That's what it is though. Their shipping is more expensive than the product.
Yeah, for the global shipping. Unless you're in Korea, right? Because obviously that's a lot easier and cheaper for them. But so if you're the lucky Korean Blinks out there that were able to grab it with like the low shipping.
Yeah, I think it's like $3 shipping for them.
But I mean, even the global fans, so like us too, I mean, if you're lucky enough to nab an actual, you know, LaLisa beanie, like the official one, I mean, my hats and my beanie's off to you too, because I'm so jealous, and that beanie's fucking cool.
I bet it would have been like $80 for us, because their shipping is $50.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy, but
the beanie's like what? 13?
Obviously, people didn't care about it if the pre-sale sold out in like less than like 8 hours, probably. Right. But yeah, I mean, what can you do? I'm thinking about it right now. Still have FOMO. I'm gonna check the Weaver store again tomorrow and just be disappointed as always.
You'll probably find fan made one later.
Yeah, there's already. I checked already. I checked Etsy and I even Googled it. Yeah, there's people that are starting to make it already. I feel like Etsy has better quality. That's more trustworthy than just like some random like
eBay seller.
eBay or not. Like just like if Amazon. You Google up, yeah, Amazon sellers. Oh God! And then if you Google it up too, but also so yeah, La Lisa's just been taking over. So it's two songs, La Lisa and Money, and of course it was pretty good. The music video itself too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously she's known for her dancing,
and then like all her like clothing or wardrobe changes in that music video.
So many,
like 20.
She has like so many outfits, and they all look amazing. It fits her.
Yeah,
like a lot of like street clothing, a lot of like nice, you know, like elegant clothing. Then of course, plays homage and you know gives some props back to her home country. So like she had like a lot of cool Thai get-ups, like I guess traditional Thai wear. I don't know what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
But it looked really cool too. They did a good job, whoever designed all of this stuff. And I'm sure, I think even the Thai president, I don't know if it's a president or, I don't know what it is over there, president or a prime minister or something.
Mm.
They like, I think even mentioned that they liked the outfit that Lisa was wearing, that, you know, there's like a traditional Thai outfit. And that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
She looked freaking dope. She has so much swag.
I feel like she is like G-Dragon, because like I feel like he wears like all those different. He's like a fashionista too, and that's what Lisa is. Plus, she has a lot of swag and like stage presence, like G-Dragon used to have.
That's true. Like, and she has like swag or like hard presence, but she can also flip the switch and like she has like when you see her in an interview, she's very cute, kawaii, crying, makes Haley cry.
Yeah,
and it's just really cool. And I mean, since we're talking about La Lisa, we're technically on the subject of Blackpink, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So Blackpink is now the number one subscribed YouTube like music artist.
Mm-hmm.
They beat Justin Bieber. And this was, I believe, last week. So now they're at like 66.7 million. And I think our boy JB was at 65.
What's BTS?
I don't know.
Oh.
You could keep talking. You can pull it up on your phone, because that's true. I'm curious to know. But yeah, they're apparently the number one musician subscribed artist on YouTube at this point. And I think with Blackpink, like I know their popularity has blown up recently too. And we just talked about La Lisa, but every member is basically like all over. Like, oh, Haley found it.
58 million
subscribers. Okay, so 58 million for YouTube. So that makes them number three.
Yeah.
Followed Marshmallow. Marshmallow. Oh, let's talk about Marshmallow one day, because his song with the Jonas Brothers, Haley and I realized something like crazy. Maybe a lot of people already knew it or realized it, but we realized it on our own. And we'll get into that another time. I was saying, you know, we talked about La Lisa, but since La Lisa is already, we kind of gone over her and we talked Blackpink, we have to talk about the other three members. So let's talk about the other three members, because they have had stuff going on too.
Rosie was at the Met. Yeah.
Okay, so is that literally all you
can, you know, she was with.
Do you know where the YSL Met is?
Is in New York.
Okay. So, and she was, what did you say?
She's wearing YSL.
Okay, of course. Because she's sponsored and obviously has a lot of stuff with YSL. I think she was also with, like, one of the head, like, designers or something like that of YSL as well. As her, kind of her plus, the plus one. I think he brought her
plus one.
Oh, man, and I saw a random picture of some random dude. I don't even know if it's a fellow Blink. I think it's just a random guy who saw Rose in New York and just took a selfie picture with her. I was like, are you kidding me? Yeah, that was no
fair. Why we should live in New York. Just kidding. Or we should visit there.
You can go.
No. They should come to LA too.
But yeah, so she's like eating ice cream. I just saw recently eating ice cream and watching some like some type of maybe theater play or something in New York right now with one of the other YSL models, mm-hmm. Talia. So she's doing that right now. So living her life here in the States in New York. And she's not the only one sponsored, you know, with YSL, like we said, that's been on the news. Our Jisoo, do you remember who she's sponsored by?
Dior.
Good job. So Dior Jisoo had a few more promotional stuff going on. And last but not least, we have Jennie. Now, Jennie, my girl Jennie, she had a more raunchy, more like kind of photo shoot than usual, right? For like K-pop artists, especially, but hers is pretty like revealing.
It's typical, most part, like lingerie ad. Yeah,
but okay, have you who can you say comes to mind recently that has a lingerie ad from the K-pop world?
I don't know
exactly,
but there have been in the past.
Yeah, but you that's like a lot later on.
Yeah, or like, yeah, but I mean, for that time, that's kind of like.
But that's what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to embrace and kind of say how crazy it is to kind of see, because the internet, even with when this has happened during Lalisa's release, it was kind of fighting back and forth, like with Lalisa's release and then a Calvin Klein ad with Jennie that dropped, where she's actually wearing like the underwear. Okay.
Yeah.
No,
I don't know what you want me to say. No, because I was just thinking, like, because you don't know all the other K-pop. Okay, then
that's why. Tell me the years.
They did, like, I don't know, it was, like, 2009 or something. That's why. 2PM. Okay. And then I forgot what girl group it was.
So what
they basically
wearing,
did a Baywatch. Like, the swimwear.
Oh, so.
Yeah.
But it was, just, like, it was actually for an advertisement for, like, swimwear.
Yeah, I think
swimwear.
It was, like, beer or something. A beer ad. But they were wearing, freaking swimmers. That's why I'm like, I think like all the people that were freaking out about it is like new K-pop fans.
Well, I guess I'm allowed to then, or am I not?
Yeah.
But I mean, because I'm trying to say too, like, it's kind of, I think, because everyone's, you know, thinking of them not in that type of way, like the way that they're trying to be portrayed and stuff. So that's why it was kind of like out of nowhere, in a sense. Like, we really knew she's doing Calvin Klein ads. We've seen her with like the jeans sagging, or she has like a cardigan or beanie, but literally this one is like without any of that stuff. That's why I think the internet blew up as well. And I guess that's pretty much it that I have to talk about for Blackpink and everything like that. Do you have any K-pop things you want to add? You have nothing else?
Not really.
Oh, I'm surprised. Who are you? You don't even have BTS news or BTS info?
I want to go play Genshin.
Oh, okay. All right, then. I guess we're not talking about BTS, guys.
Well,
today.
I guess I can say that they got...
All of a sudden, here comes the BTS.
Well, because I can go on forever for them, that's why.
It didn't seem like you had any material for us.
I just want to like play Genshin, and we've already been talking for almost 20 minutes.
That's our typical one. That's what we're trying to hit. 20. We're not even at the 20 mark. You're not supposed to say all this on the actual thing. Come on. BTS, I guess they had met with the president.
Yeah, South Korean president. He gave them a diplomatic passport, which is like a huge honor, and not many people get it. I forgot the details, though. I didn't write it down.
But, a diplomatic passport allows, I guess, to...
Entry into, like, I think at least 199 countries. Well, they don't need, like... I don't know what it is. It's like red carpet treatment, and they get like all these benefits and discounts and stuff.
And protection, yeah. And I guess like all that stuff. But that comes with a diplomat, since they're diplomats now, apparently.
Yeah. They are having a concert in October. I think it's the 24th. It's another online concert. It's called Permission to Dance. But we don't really know a lot of information about that yet either. They just dropped kind of like a teaser.
A normal teaser video.
Yeah, but then it's going to be at 2:30 a.m. for LA, of course.
I mean, to cut back to where you're going, because I didn't want to cut you off, because you're going straight into the whatever you just talked about, BTS. I was going to say that for the diplomat thing, I've seen so many funny videos and like GIFs and memes already with like how V was like, they all look nervous. Mm-hmm. They had the memes about RM and the diplomat passport.
Like him losing it.
Because of something bon that voyage. Has happened. What? Yeah, can you tell everyone about Bon Voyage and what exactly happened again?
So, for their first season of Bon Voyage,
which is,
it's a show where it follows them where they go on vacation. RM lost his passport and had to get shipped back.
The man lost his freaking passport when he's in another country.
Yeah,
already.
I think it was like Norway or something. But then he had to get shipped back to Korea. His trip was cut short because he misplaced his passport. But, so there's been like an ongoing joke about that, about him losing the diplomatic passport.
And then I think it was sad because you said everyone, I didn't watch this Bon Voyage, but you said everyone was sad because obviously he was gone the whole time.
Yeah, they had to send him back because they, Big Hit was like, there's nothing we can do. You have to go back because you need a passport to be here. So they sent him back early. And the rest of the members were, of course, sad because he wasn't there.
And that's what RM is known for. He's known
He's very clumsy. He, like, misplaces things all the time.
Yeah, exactly. He, like, breaks stuff. He's like a tornado.
Yeah.
He's a storm.
They call him, like, the god of destruction.
There you go. The god of destruction, RM. So hopefully he doesn't lose his diplomat.
Yeah, hopefully the other members hold on to it for him.
And, BTS related, it's coming up soon. I mean, I guess it's not too soon, right? It's October, BTS and Soup 2.
Yeah, they haven't released like a date yet. They just said October. So I'm assuming it's somewhere like the beginning of October because the concert will be at the end.
So if you're going to check out BTS and the Soup, if you watch the first series, which aired last year in 2020,
mm-hmm.
when they're just on a lake hanging out, it's like Terrace House meets BTS. Edition kind of thing. Check it out. It's coming up soon. They have weekly episodes. We will try to watch it and we will try to talk about it when it comes out each week. We're going to have a little recap, have some more fishing gin, some more painting artist Jungkook, gaming Jimin and Suga and all that fun stuff, right? Badminton. And RM.
Yeah, they basically just relax. I feel like a lot of ARMY, they call this show the very, like, what is it? Like, relaxing, like, tranquil show.
It's a very tranquil show. You just
healing show, basically.
So if you haven't checked it out, actually, yeah, BTS in the Soup, a lot of, you could probably find the episode somewhere on the interwebs, right? At this day and age.
Yeah.
And then just catch up and watch the whole thing from last year.
If you want to get it, you can still buy it on Weverse.
Right. This is for number two she's talking about.
Oh, and number one, too.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah,
and
like
number
if you
one.
Can't find it anywhere else, Weverse still has
you
it.
You want to go the official way.
Yeah.
And support them, then there you go. So it's on Weverse, the actual web app?
The shop.
Oh, so it's on the shop also?
Yeah.
Because there's two different Weverse things.
I know.
The shop and the app.
It's confusing.
So which one it is? The shop, you said?
Yeah.
And you just purchase it there? And it streams, right?
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's it. I mean, we always have a lot to talk about, but like Haley said before, she has to play Genshin. But
That's your fault. One thing,
though, since we're talking about Genshin, while we were in Hawaii, we're going back to our Hawaii story that we got cut off by, our ARMY Blink habits. There was an actual anime store that was very cool in Hawaii, surprisingly. Because you would think they wouldn't have as much compared to LA. I feel like this beat a lot of LA shops, right?
Right.
In terms of the merch, they carried a lot of cool stuff. It's called Mini Q.
Mm-hmm.
There's two locations. The one we went to was the one at Pearl Ridge Mall, right?
Yeah.
And this location, oh my god. So they have a lot of cool stuff from Gundam, different anime stuff. I mean,
yeah,
a lot
like
of anime stuff.
All like, different animes that you can think
of. You get figures, you get like all kinds and sizes figures, Bandai, Banpresto, you get like Good Smile. You get a lot of, and they're all official
from
merchandise.
Japan, yeah.
They're all from Japan, obviously made in China because everything is made in China. But they're all the official merch. There's like little trinkets like Pokemon. They have charms like Quintessential Quintuplets, My Girls,
Kirby.
There's everything.
Yeah, when you said Pokemon.
There's like literally everything. And when I say everything, that includes Genshin Impact.
Yeah, we haven't even found a store.
Genshin Impact
in
merch.
LA.
I've never seen real life official merchandise in my life, because I've always just seen it like online or pictures. Yeah. But they actually have official miHoYo merchandise. And guess what I bought Haley? I bought her four minifigures.
Like chibi.
Chibi minifigures. And they're really cute, actually. They're really nice. They are... It was the two travelers, so mm-hmm. Lumine and Aether.
Yeah, because I'm Aether.
And then I'm Lumine in my game. And then who are the other two?
Paimon, my favorite.
And then...
And then Venti.
Haley's other favorite that she doesn't have that I have.
Yeah, I like Venti a lot, too.
So Venti. And then she surprised me and got me my first acrylic. Because I know a lot of people collect acrylic, like, stands of, I guess, like, art of, like, their characters or anime characters and stuff. Like, you know, like Figpin. But I'm not a big fan of Figpins. But this is, like, a regular acrylic art, too. But it's official.
Yeah.
Official miHoYo.
Zhongli.
Zaddy Zhongli. So I have a Zaddy acrylic.
I was like, you need to have him because you use him all the time and everyone knows you as him.
And you actually also got you and your BFF, Brittany, and, you know, Adam was there too.
Which they're the ones that showed us this store, actually.
Yeah, it's like their friend that owns it, but mm-hmm. it's a really good store. And they got blind boxes of the Pokemon Remint collection. Pokemon Remint, if you haven't checked that out, it's so cool. Like, Haley and I, when we go to Japan, we buy the, like, complete sets.
Yeah, because it's cheaper. Because it's
like
half there.
Or like even like a third the price of what they sell it here in the States, right?
Yeah.
But, so they bought two blind boxes of the Remint, and they got what they wanted. It was, like, that was crazy. A miracle.
Yeah.
They, like, what are the odds of you guys each getting the exact same thing that you wanted?
Yeah.
One was a Rowlet, right?
Yeah, I wanted the Rowlet. They're, like, sitting on this little log.
Log, yeah. And then, they all connect, too. Like, so if you get the whole set, you can connect the logs.
And then Brittany wanted the one with Pikachu and Pichu sitting on a log. And then, so we asked Adam. We were, like, only joking around. We're, like... Which one should we get? And so there was four boxes left, and he was shaking them in the store and weighing them out. And then, guys,
exactly. Like, the thing is, they're, like, blind boxes, so it's, like, very, really hard to tell.
Yeah.
Because they know, like, people will try to do all the stuff that Adam was doing, which is, like... But Adam used the heart of the cards.
Yeah.
And he was, like, trying to... And he was not just using that. He was using his head and trying to, like, reason about, like, okay, this might be heavier, so this one's lighter. Maybe the lighter one will have... Because it's two figures, right? And then because the other ones were like some Ditto thing, which probably is heavier, and some other like the Mareep.
Yeah.
So, I mean, shit. The man did it.
Yeah, we both, because he was like, he gave
the
Brittany.
The man did it.
Brittany was like, oh, I'm taking this one because Adam said this is the Pikachu one. He was like, this is Rowlet. So I was like, okay, I'll take this one.
And then, yeah, I bought it for them. And then, oh my God, they opened it in the, like, outside the store, right? On one of those like empty mini, like, I guess those vendors that are, you know, in the middle of malls, but one was empty. They opened it, and they shrieked and screamed like bloody murder.
Because, like, we couldn't believe it. Like, what are the odds, both of us?
They got exactly what they wanted. It'd be funny, too, if you guys got each other's, because you could just switch it. Yeah. But either way, the fact that Adam was able to pick them out still blows my mind.
He was like, I told you guys.
I feel like, this, you know, that this could be a new start, a career path for Adam. blind box helper type of swami.
Maybe he has x-ray vision. I don't know.
No. It's intuition and blind box swami energy. So that was really cool. I can't believe it. We have official Genshin merch. Hopefully one day we could check out, like, the Genshin Cafe and get more Genshin merch.
Yeah.
One day, like, in Japan or when we visit Asia.
Come out with stuff here in LA. Like, what the heck?
I mean, maybe we just haven't found it or stumbled upon it
yet.
We
haven't really looked, I guess.
And on that note, I can tell Haley's itching to go ahead and play Genshin. She made it to Inazuma, guys. She's finally with us.
Yeah, but I'm still low level.
But she's getting there. And if you didn't pull for Raiden, Shogun, a.k.a. A, if you didn't get her yet and you want to pull for her, you only have till this Sunday, so this is, which is probably when this podcast releases.
I know,
so do it.
Like, you probably should
do
get
it
her.
Now if you want it. If I need her for my Archon collection, I've been saving up ever since the banner release, and I'm gonna pull her, guys, this weekend. Just watch.
Yes,
I believe
you
the heart
have
of the
to.
Cards.
There's no option.
The heart of Blind Box Swami. And on that note, we will end on Blind Box Swami.
What the heck?
So good night to everyone, Army Blinks out there. We will talk. Actually, I know we always talk about Blink. It sounds like Blink 182, but we always talk about BTS and we always talk about Blackpink. That's because that's our main bias groups. We will talk about a little bit more about ITZY and Treasure in the next episode too, because we have some stuff we want to kind of bring up. So see, and then also ATEEZ released a new song too, and it's been trending. I think it's number one. Yeah, it's
like Britney,
LaLisa.
Oh really?
Yeah, on one of like charts too.
So I started. Crazy. A side note: I started following them because Britney's gotten into them.
They are freaking hot as hell. I remember we saw them in the K-pop store, and I was like, who's this group? Oh my god!
Right, they're all super handsome,
delicious,
but they're freaking young.
Of course, still. Yeah. So they're super good looking, but they look mature though.
They're still like underdogs.
They did a good job because whoever found them, they look very mature for their age. They look older for sure, like mid-20s or late 20s, but not like that type of old. Like they actually look good for their age kind of thing. They look really good.
Like, I might fall down that hole because she's like making me choose a bias.
So we'll check him out, hopefully more so for more anime, more gaming, aka Genshin. I shouldn't even say gaming, anime, Genshin, and more K-pop talk. Please like, follow, subscribe if you're enjoying this podcast. We have new episodes every Sunday. Again, Google, Apple, Spotify podcasts, and all those other Pocket Casts, Anchor podcasts. And every month, at the beginning of every month on that Sunday, video episodes. So check us out there. As always, take care, everyone. Have a good night. Have a good weekend. And as always,
peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.